ओम शांति, ओम शांति। Yesterday's Murli was very powerful, isn't it? Baba mainly spoke about Baba being the bestower of fortune and how much are we receiving from Baba, right? It's ocean, it's unlimited. And we, Baba's children, are so, so fortunate that Baba has chosen us to be his children, right? Sometimes I do ask, have we chosen Baba or Baba has chosen us? What do we say? Baba has chosen us. Baba identified the soul, no matter which corner of the world we were in, and no matter how ordinary we are, Baba identified the qualities, the specialities, and then said, I want this child to establish golden age, right? So Baba has chosen us for a very big task, right? To establish golden age, for the transformation of the whole world, right? And when I identify that responsibility, then I realize how much effort I need to make, right? Sometimes we become very careless. Sometimes we become ordinary. But then when we realize, then the responsibility that Baba has given us, so then we become more alert, more active, more conscious, right? And also yesterday Baba, couple of times, repeated, are you aware of your fortune? Have you made the list of the fortune that you have received in the confluence age? Right? So we will create that list as well. But then, before going into the reflective mode, so we have created a very beautiful, you know, quiz, just for fun. Okay, so I would like all of you to participate in this. So if you come in the front, then I can hear you. You know, if you can occupy the front seats, then I can hear you, what are the answer that you would give. Would you like to come front? Yeah, those who are behind, can you please come in the front and occupy the front seats? Okay. This will be a very interactive session. It won't be a one-way thing. Okay. The first question I would like to ask, what is this? Yeah. These are icons. So you have to identify this plus that. What is it? Paper tiger, right? Yeah. What is this? Rosary? What rosary? Rosary of 108. Okay. What is this? All the words were in yesterday's Murli. So I haven't taken any of the words which are not in yesterday's Murli. Carefree emperor. So we are getting more answers from this side. Okay. Carefree emperor. Okay. What is this? Double light. Okay. What is this? Huh? Line of fortune. What is the first? What is the this side? Okay, what treasure? What does Baba wants us to do with that treasure? What is it that Baba wants us to do? What is Baba? In initial lines of the Murli, what did Baba call himself as? This is one of the titles. Yeah. It's bestower of fortune. Yeah? Okay. Okay, what is this? Equal to the Father. Equal to Brahma. Equal to the Father, equal to Brahma. Okay. And what is this? Advance party. Yes. Advance party. Okay. And what's this? Double what? What did Baba tell us yesterday? What is the title that Baba gave us? What is the title Baba gave us yesterday? Double? Double crown? Who is sitting on the throne? King. So double king. Baba spoke, gave this word, double king. Crown, you said. Double crown. Double king. Okay, you have to... Sorry, I didn't listen to you. Double king. Yeah. Sorry. Double king. Kings. Double kings. Yeah, but Baba just gave this word yesterday because we are double kings. King of the confluence age, self-sovereignness, and the future king. So double kings. Okay. What are we supposed to become in the confluence age? Conqueror of Maya. And who would get the cup? This cup. What is another word for conqueror? So, win, yeah. Master? Anything else? Victory over Maya. Victory. This is a victory thing, right? Okay. The last one. Divine. Okay, divine is there, but then what is that small? Child, okay. Come up with other words. So it's an exercise for the intellect. Come up with other words. Krishna and divine birth. Yeah. Divine birth. Yeah. Right. Okay, you're well done. So all our past. Yeah. So now we will revise the Murli through question answers, right? Okay. Because we are not going to give a talk or a lecture. Okay. Ye chal raha hai? Ye chal raha hai? Okay. There is dash lacking in the fortunate life of few Brahmins. Blessing? Please don't look at the Murli. No cheating. There is nothing lacking in the fortunate life of you Brahmins. Right? Answer is nothing. So we are so fortunate And sometimes if we feel that I don't have this, I don't have that, okay. So then remember this line, we lack nothing. We are overfull. We are in abundance. So whatever we think of, we experience that, right? But the difference between the path of devotion and path of knowledge, on the path of devotion, we continue to ask, oh God, give me that, give me this, give me that. We always asked for something physical, something superficial. But after coming to Baba, what do we say? If we still hold that sanskar of bhakti, sanskar of devotion is there for half a kalpa, then how does that, you know, comes out in the Brahmin life? Then we start to ask, oh Baba, give me peace, give me strength, give me that. Oh Baba, let this happen, let that happen. You know, we start to, because of that sanskar of devotion, we start to speak like that with Baba. But instead of that, what are we supposed, how are we going to remember Baba? Because when we remember this, there is nothing lacking in the fortunate life of you Brahmins. So then if we say, okay, oh Baba, I don't have this, I don't have that. It is just an awareness. We lack awareness that who am I? Who my father is? Just being aware in an emerged form, I'm an embodiment of peace, embodiment of love. The child, if I want that love, if I want that peace, I'm not asking for peace here. How am I going to experience peace? That I am a peaceful soul. My Baba is an ocean of peace. I experience that particular quality or virtue, being aware of who I am and being aware of who my father is, right? So then I don't lack anything in my life. I'm full and complete, right? Okay. What song does your heart sing? What is your heart singing here in Madhuban when you remember Baba? And according to yesterday's Murali, what is the song that Baba said that we are singing? Va Baba, va, va, and? Va, the bestower of fortune, and va, my fortune. Right? When we praise that, you know, praise my fortune, va, my fortune. If instead of saying that, if I say, oh, what is my fortune? I don't have that, I don't have this, I'm depressed. Then I'm giving energy to those negativity. Then that negativity will increase. So if I say, va, my fortune is going to increase. Because the bestower, according to yesterday's Murali, what did Baba say? Why are you fortunate? Why are you fortunate? It's because the bestower of fortune himself is giving us the fortune, right? We are not getting the fortune from anyone else, but the bestower of fortune, the God himself, is giving that fortune, right? And that's why in Hindi, the word Bhagwan we use, Bhagwan, is the bestower of fortune. The one who distributes bhagya, distributes fortune, is called God, right? So we receive that fortune directly from Baba. That's why we have the most fortunate souls. Okay. If you look at the world, the most elevated status remembered is to become God's child, according to yesterday's Murali. Is it true or false? If you look at the world, the most elevated status remembered is to become God's child. Is it true or false? Is it true? How many of you would say, okay, it's true, but according to yesterday's Murali, is it true or false? Of course, being God's child, direct child of God, is the most elevated status, right? So, but according to yesterday's Murali, is it right? Is it true or false? False? True? Okay. So now, is it true or false? False? So what is the right answer? Yeah, but the brother was saying something. What's the right answer? Deities. Okay. This is false, and the right answer is royal status. If you look at the world, the most elevated status remembered is the royal status. Yeah? It's tricky, right? But according to yesterday's Murali, this is the answer. Because everyone wants to become that, right? Royal status. Okay. The speciality of this elevated fortune is that through the one God, we receive. The speciality of this elevated fortune in the confluence age is that through one God, what do we receive? Through one Baba, one Shiva Baba, what do we receive? Three relationships. Right? Okay. The attainments of three relationships, Baba said, right? The relationship of a father, relationship of a teacher, and Sadguru. We receive everything. And it's such a fortune that from one point, we receive the power, the strength, the knowledge, and also liberation and liberation in life from one Baba. So what have you already attained through the teachings of the teacher? It's already attained. Double king status. Self-sovereignty. Yeah, through teacher, by studying, what do we get? By studying, what do we get? She's right. The elevated status. Yeah, she's right. Because when we learn, when we study, then we get that elevated status, right? Whatever position, even in the Laukic world, whatever we study, profession, then we get that status. But here, the status is most elevated status. So we receive that status from the teacher, Baba being our teacher. Okay, true or false? This study is for one birth, which is short. Of course, this confluence-aged birth is short. And the attainment is also for one birth. False. What's the answer? It's false. The attainment of the status is for many, many births. Of course, for 21 births, but then the effect of that is also there in the Copper Age and the Iron Age. Right? So the status we attain for many, many births. The attainment. You have attained dash of all treasures from the father. We saw the teacher we receive status, elevated status, but from the father we have attained dash of all treasures from the father. Most elevated of all treasures from the father. Okay. Any other answers you come up with? list of all treasures from the Father. And any other word? Gyan ke khazane, the treasure store of knowledge. Okay. Highest of all treasures. And any other words that you come up with? You have attained dash of all treasures from the Father. No. No. No cheating. Blessings of all the treasures from the Father. Okay. Anything else? Because when we ask questions, you know, that word, you know, it like just fixes in the intellect. Yeah. Sorry? Fortune of all treasures from the Father. You're coming up with good words, but not what was in the Murali. Double kingdom. You have attained double kingdom of all treasures. What did Baba say today? Okay, should I show the answer? You have given up? Okay. Huh? She says something in Chinese, I don't understand. Treasure. Okay. Treasure of all treasures? That's also good. Okay. The mine of all treasures. Khazanon ka khan, bola Bhagavan. Khan is mine. It's a full, unlimited mine. Mine is a khan, you know, and jo it, which is inside the earth, right? It's unlimited. It's not just, you know, limited on this much or that much, but it's a mine, complete, unlimited treasures. So we have access to the mine of all treasures, right? So now we remember this word. So whenever we are down, remember these words, how fortunate we are. So then that intoxication will rise. We are the masters of the mine of the treasure, Baba's treasures, right? Okay. What is the meaning of double king? Yeah, I said that, right? What is the meaning? Okay, let me listen. Okay. What is the meaning of the double king? Self-sovereignty and... Yeah. So self-sovereignty is ruling over the senses. And then the other one? God ruling in golden age, in Satyug. Okay. Baba's words, you have become self-sovereigns, masters of the self at the present time, and you will claim a right in the future to a royal status for many births. So when we are self-sovereigns here, so then in the future, we'll have both, we'll be double king in the future. We'll be self-sovereigns there as well, but along with that, we will claim the right to the future royal status for many, many births. Not one birth, but so how much effort should we make then, right? In the Laukik world, in order to pass one exam, they make so much effort, but Baba is showing the result. Children, you will get this. So when we are aware of that, then definitely we can make such efforts. Your elevated fortune makes you a carefree emperor from now. True. Right? So we need to check if we are not carefree emperors, then what does that mean? If we worry a little bit about this, about that, about, you know, little bit of worries, then what does that mean? We are not fortune. Right? Okay. Let us be aware of our fortune and remember Baba. Mm-hmm. for the store of virtue. So, to become a carefree emperor, I need to be full, right? I need to be complete. If the water is not full, it's half, it will shake. The water will spill out very easily. When it's full, then it's stable, right? So if I have to be carefree, then I need those powers and virtues to face the situation, to tolerate, to whatever, decision making. Or when I have all those qualities, only then I can be carefree. Otherwise, a little bit of worry would always come in. And also, as in yesterday's Murali Baba spoke of two words, that is, one is attainment, prapti, the other is fortune, bhagya. So there's a difference, right? In the treasure store, attainment and fortune. The treasure store is full. Baba's treasure store is unlimited. But how am I going to make those treasure store as my fortune? Is when I inculcate, when I understand, and when I make that as mine, when I inculcate that, then that becomes my fortune. Baba every day gives so much of knowledge through the Muralis, right? That is the treasure store that Baba gives us every day. But how much do I digest each of that? You know, that becomes my fortune. Right? So, treasure store is unlimited, but then fortune, it's my personal. How much ever, you know, Baba says, the pen to the fortune is given to you. So, how much ever long that you want to write, you can draw the line of your fortune. Right? So, fortune is in my hand, treasure store is Baba's. So our future kingdom, what are the qualities of the future kingdom that Baba narrated yesterday? It's not a ordinary kingdom that we are going into, right? So what are the qualities of the future kingdom that we are going into in the golden age? Pure. There are three qualities that Baba mentioned yesterday. There are three blanks there, right? Three lines. Unshakable, yeah, that's right, you're on the right path. There are three qualities that Baba mentioned yesterday. Of course it's pure, but not, didn't mention yesterday. Divine virtues, it cannot be taken away, yeah. There are three qualities that Baba mentioned yesterday. Of course, we are going into the golden age, pure world, virtuous world, where everyone will be a deity, everyone will be full of all virtues. But along with that, unshakable is one, undividable, okay, anything else? No one can take it away. Immortal. Yeah? Anything else? Achal, Adol. And then? Avinashi. Okay. Should I show the answer? Okay. It's unbreakable, unshakable, and free from obstacles. We won't have any obstacles there. No one will be putting any obstacles. Because each one will be virtuous. There won't be jealousy, there won't be hatredness, there won't be, you know, all other negative or waste sanskars of anyone. So it's free from obstacles. It's very smooth. All the activities in golden age will be very smooth. You know? That is called as Jivan Mukti. You know, being in life, but they are free, they are liberated, there is nothing, you know. We don't feel slightest, you know, pull or push of the sanskars. Even the slightest won't be there. Everything will be very smooth, right? Unbreakable, unshakable, and free from obstacles. Of course, unbreakable, the answer of yours, no one can take it from me. Right? It's unbreakable and unshakable and free from obstacles. How does Baba wants us to watch the puppet show? What is the puppet show that Baba spoke of yesterday? Puppet show of Maya. Right? So situations come, it's like a puppet show or a cartoon show. Tom and Jerry. Yeah? The cartoon show. So how does Baba wants us to watch this puppet show of Maya or the situation that comes in? Yeah, become a detached observer. Now remember this. Whenever a situation comes, sit on the seat of a bit. Sit comfortably. Sit comfortably on the seat of a detached observer and watch the puppet show of Maya. Right? If any sanskar, if somebody is coming up and, you know, behaving in a certain way, how are we going to react? How are we going to respond? We have to remember this is a puppet show. Right? Being a detached observer and then think how to respond, not to react. Right? Respond in a positive way. Respond on the basis of virtues. Respond on the basis of qualities. Right? Not reacting with negativity or reacting with waste sanskaras. Not reacting immediately. Just pause for a few seconds. And then it's possible. How are we going to pause for a few seconds? How are you going to pause for a few seconds? Detach. Immediately detach from the situation. Immediately detach from the surroundings and be with Baba. Immediately take the intellect. Taking the intellect to Baba, Baba, what should I do now? You know, it's detaching. When I attach, then what happens? Why this person is behaving in that way? Why this person is talking this way? You know, you shouldn't talk like this. You should respect, give respect. You should talk softly, whatever comes. The thoughts of correcting the person comes. So when I get detached, I'm not judging the person, but I'm thinking of the response. What is it that Baba wants me to do? It's not that what I want to do. It is what Baba wants me to do, and then acting accordingly. So detachment is very much important to watch the cartoon show, right? So the few things that come in between are to make you, few things that, you know, situation or, you know, the problems or anything which comes, the few things that come in our life, they come to make you stronger, to make you mature, to make us experienced. Yes? Yeah. According to yesterday's Murali, they come in order to make you more experienced and mature for the future. If those problems, those situations, if they don't come, might be we don't become mature enough. If everything is very easy, we won't become stronger, right? So whenever any problem comes, think that it is coming to teach me something. It is coming to make me experienced. It is coming in order to make me mature, right? So if when we don't take the teachings from Baba, from the Murali, then the drama, the situation becomes the teacher And the drama teaches us. When drama is bringing me a lesson, when I learn it quickly, that lesson wouldn't repeat again. If I don't learn the lesson from that situation, the drama is teaching, what will happen? That situation, that particular situation will repeat, will repeatedly come to me until I learn the lesson. Until I learn that particular lesson, that drama is trying to teach me. Right? So always I need to see the depth of the situation, not just superficially. Why this situation is coming, why this scene is coming in my drama. So when I understand that, then I become experienced and mature. We recall everything, you recall everything in your intellect, and it also comes in your awareness. But you should reveal Baba now. So it's in the intellect, the awareness is also there, Baba's knowledge. We recall the points of knowledge of the Murali. It's also in the awareness. But Baba, now what does Baba wants us to do? But you should reveal Baba now. Is it true or false? False. What is the right answer? It's false. The answer is, but it should now be your form. Right? It's in the awareness, it's in the intellect, it's in the awareness, but it should be in our form. We have to become the embodiment of that. And then we can reveal Baba, of course. Which are the two groups that repeatedly come to Bab Dada? And why? One group is time, maya and advanced party is on the other side. On one side, time, elements, yeah. Yeah. One group is the time, the elements and maya. Maya, why does Maya come? Because Maya is now has now understood that her kingdom is about to go. The other group is the advanced party. So both are asking for the date. What date? What are they asking for? Which date? When are you going to become complete? They're asking. So what is the answer now? For us, what is the date? This is 1st of December. Today is 1st of December, right? Tomorrow we will be complete. Can we tell the advance party? All the dadis were sitting there. All the dadas were sitting there. They're waiting for us. So Baba is asking. So these two groups come to Baba all the time. Asking, when are they going to become complete? We are waiting here. So we have to fix our dates. Right? So now the avyakt form equal to that of Father Brahma should be visible. At least the beads of the rosary of 108 should be visible through your behavior and to the behavior and their face. True or false? True? Yeah, it's true. Now everything should be visible through our face, through our behavior. Baba says at least 108 beads, let them be revealed now. They should show everything in through her behavior and face. So if we are not showing, that means, are we in the count of 108? No. There's a chance for everyone, but the more effort that we need to make. And I need to check myself. Is my behavior and face through that, am I revealing Baba? Am I revealing the qualities of the bead of 108? Right? So, yeah. Bab Dada has seen that you have knowledge in your awareness and that you also have intoxication and faith. However, there now has to be an addition. Along with the intoxication, faith, what is it that Baba wants us to have? See that we have the knowledge, the awareness of the knowledge, the intoxication, nishchay nasha. We have everything. Intoxication and faith. So what is it that Baba wants us to have more? Aim. Determination. Yes, anything else? Courage. Okay. We have to give an experience. Okay. Anything else? Anything else? This should be visible through your behavior and your face. Okay, the intoxication is there inside. Oh, I'm happy, but the face is dull. Oh, I'm happy inside. It has to show on the face, right? Whatever the feelings are there, whatever the intoxication is there, whatever that knowledge is there, that has to show on our faces. The face can't lie what's going on in mind, right? Face is the index of mind. So we have that intoxication. I say, oh, I have complete faith in Baba, but there is line of worries. When I have complete faith in Baba, I become carefree, right? So it doesn't show. When it doesn't, both the things doesn't match, whatever is inside and whatever is on the face. So then, so it has to be visible through your behavior and your face. That's why Baba says, at least 108, they should show this. So when Baba said, okay, fix the date, right? Both the groups are coming to fix the date. Can the date be fixed or will it happen suddenly? Say, Baba, it will happen suddenly. Everything happens all of a sudden, right? So everything will happen all of a sudden. Can the date be fixed or will it happen suddenly? It will happen suddenly? Okay. But what destruction of the world? We are not thinking of the transformation of the world. Transformation of my own self. When we change, when we transform, at least we need to have the aim, right? If I'm not prepared and all of a sudden if the screen is open, am I ready? Right? But I need to have, what was the answer? It is right that it will happen suddenly, but you definitely have to keep an aim to make yourself ready, anytime, ever ready. Even today, if it is revealed, am I ready to be revealed? Alright? Am I complete? If I don't have the aim, or if suddenly if something happens, I'm not ready at all. Right? So Baba says, okay, if it happens suddenly, but have an aim to make yourself ready. One who takes the initiative is courageous. True or false? True. Of course, but Baba used another word. Usually what does Baba use? One who... Arjuna. Onte so Arjun, right? So what does that mean? The one who takes the initiative is Arjun. Of course, he is courageous, but the title that Baba gives us is Arjuna. It's not that, oh, that if that person transforms, only then I can do this. If that person cooperates with me, only then I can move ahead. No, I should take the initiative, and then for that, of course, we need courage, but then I want to become Arjuna, right? People are going to experience you as in the future. How are they going? If we pay attention to our aim, what we want to become, and make efforts to become that, and what will people experience? Deities, Ishtadev, right? The special deities, the special goddesses that you belong to them. It's not only the deities, but they feel the belongingness. Oh, they belong to us. They belong to me. Just like when we used to see dadis, oh, dadi is mine. You know, Baba is mine. The feeling of belongingness is there. So that unlimitedness has to come. No? Otherwise, if I say, oh, this person is mine, this person is mine. So no, removing everything. And when my consciousness become unlimited, then everyone will start to feel that, get the feeling of belongingness. There's no mine, I and mine. So everything belongs to me. So what will happen if you have no aim for becoming complete? Baba said, right? Have an aim. Okay, according to drama, it will happen suddenly. But then, if I don't have an aim to become complete, what will happen? What will happen? Yeah, become very careless. Then carelessness comes. Okay, Baba is mine anyway. You know, everything will be okay. You know? Yeah, I'm a purusharthi, I'm an effort maker. Little bit of mistakes, it's okay. You know, that carelessness starts to creep in. So when I aim, then there's no margin of any mistakes. Right? So we need to have that aim. And also, we need to have that time. Okay? Within this time, I need to become this much. Okay, the creation and the creator should go together. The creator and the creation should go together. Is it right or wrong? No? No. What's the right answer? Creator should be faster than the creation. The creation should not go fast. The creator should go fast. Means, Baba is speaking in terms of time, right? The time should not move faster, but we, the creators of time, should move fast. We should become complete first and then wait for the time to come. It's not that time will go and then time will wait for us to become complete. No, we have to move faster than the creation, the time. Okay, this is multiple thing. Anyone who comes last can dash. Can go fast and can come first. Okay, this is Bab Dada's. Anyone who comes last can. Anyone who comes last can go fast and come first. This is Bab Dada's blessings. This is Bab Dada's. This is Bab Dada's. Clue. I'm giving the clue. This is Bhagavad's. Promise. Okay. Other question. It's not a blessing. It's like, you can't do this. Guarantee? Another? Any other word? Guaranteed. No, the same. No. This is Baba Dada's challenge. Baba is giving the challenge now. Because whoever is... Who are here? First timers? First time? Who have come first? And so this challenge is for you now. See? Baba is challenging you. Those who can, who has come last can come first. This is a challenge. You can do it. You can do it. Anyone can do it. Even the one who comes last can become this. But for that, what is the attention that we have to pay? Simply dash. Then it has to happen. Anyone who comes last can come first, but simply what you should do? Pay attention. Then that can happen. Faith. Simply keep the firm aim. Constantly. The eyes are on the aim. I have to become this. I want to become. I want to become. I want to become. Keep the firm aim. I have to do this. Giving priority. Always keeping the eye on the aim. So then it can happen. Because the thoughts of the Brahmins are very powerful. Constantly I am focused. Then definitely that will happen. Right? So, what was visible in the Father Brahma in the beginning and at the end? In the beginning, Krishna. And towards the end, Avyakt angel. Yeah. Krishna in the beginning and Avyakt form at the end. Even Brahma Baba was very ordinary in the beginning. People got visions of Krishna. And then towards the end, of course, the efforts made him to give visions of being avyakt, having avyakt form. Okay. So in order to see the result as to what efforts you are making and who is doing that, Bab Dada is giving you how many months? How many months of homework Baba gave us yesterday? 3 months, 2 months, 6 months? Are you sure? 6 months. So 6 months is December, January, February, March, April, and May, June 1st. Right? So next, 1st of June, 2026, we need to check ourselves, how much have we achieved? Right? Baba is giving us these 6 months to see the result of the efforts that we are making. So what will the double foreigners do? Baba asked the double foreigners. Okay. Baba said, you will take a double chance. Double foreigners, right? Double foreigners will take double chance. And don't make more efforts, double chance and double efforts. Yeah. Now, become intense effort makers in your efforts and make even more intense effort to become intense effort makers in your efforts and make even more intense effort to So one is that, second we have that, the answer to the first. Become effort maker, intense effort maker in your efforts, and make even more intense effort to. What do you have to reveal? What do you have to give to others? What is it that you have to give to others? Baba says, make even more efforts to liberate souls from their sorrow and peacelessness. Of course, we are making efforts to transform ourselves, but also along with that, make even more efforts, because it's not only for me, it is for others as well, right? So make intense effort to liberate souls from their sorrow and peacelessness. Souls are so much in sorrow and peacelessness. So the next question, sorrow, peacelessness and corruption are going into their extreme. Now bring an end to the extreme and enable all souls to bring everything to an end and enable souls to to get mukti. Yeah. Receive their inheritance of the land of liberation from the Father. Help them to get liberated and go to the land of liberation. Yeah. Last. You should have the aim in benefiting in which three ways? Towards the end, Baba was meeting the Sevadharis, the group of Sevadharis who had come from the eastern zone. So Baba said, you benefited in three ways. So Baba says, for us also, we need to check ourselves. How are we benefiting ourselves in three ways? We have to benefit ourselves, not only for ourselves, but in three ways. In this confluence age, we need to benefit in three ways. Yagya Seva. Okay, the fortune of doing Yagya Seva. And then remembering Baba. Are we benefiting in three ways? It's very interesting. We need to check that every day. It's very interesting. First one is, how much do you accumulate in your account of charity? The actions, charitable actions that we do. You know, of course the knowledge is there, but if my actions are not charitable, you know, giving happiness to others, then it doesn't count how much knowledge I have. I can give lectures upon lectures on different qualities, different, you know, depth of knowledge. But if my actions doesn't show, it doesn't count, right? The first is how much are you accumulating through the account of charity? Second one, how much progress did you easily make in remembrance? Was it easy for me to remember Baba, or was it effortful? Did I have to labor to remember Baba? And thirdly, do you remember that? What was the third one? Yeah. Third one is about relationship. Okay. How much experience did you have of the love of the gathering when we are in the family? In the gathering, how much do we experience the love of the gathering and the family, and how much closeness did you experience? You know, sometimes we sulk, we move away from the family, but you know, how much do we experience that bond? How much do we experience that love and affection of the family? So these three things. I say, okay, I love Baba, but I don't love the family. Baba says, no, you have to love the family as well, right? And the charitable actions. To see these three things, how am I benefiting every day? I need to see that. Okay, that's the end of the revision. But actually I was thinking, because yesterday in the Murali Baba says, that make a list of the attainments that you have received of being a Brahmin. So we can do that. In meditation also you can write, or in the evening if you want to. Because, you know, that really helps. Sometimes when we are in a low phase, then we remember, okay, I have attained this, after coming to Baba, or, you know, whatever that Baba has given me. So when I remember that, so then that intoxication will increase. So I had thought of doing that together, but, you know, it's not possible today. Maybe tomorrow sometime we can do that. Okay. Om Shanti. So we need to digest. The Murali is so powerful, but then we have to sit, churn, digest, and then it becomes the blood. Right? It becomes a strength for the soul. Om Shanti.